Hello, and welcome to 2017. This is the voice of Tess the Sula, and I am going to do New Year, New You, bracket questionnaire, by Penny for Your Tort Bod. And when I think about that, I finally realize that it is a pun on Penny for Your Thoughts Bod. So well done. You fooled me. But now you have me. And I'm starting to think that I probably should have reflected upon this a little bit more before starting this, because some of these questions require some thought. But I'm going to give it a go. Let's see how we do. And if everything goes terribly wrong, just remember, it was all my fault. Okay. New year, new me. Question one. But first, excuse me. Sorry. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope your holiday season was wonderful, and that you are having a good January so far. Question 1. What are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year? Good question, Penny. I have a complicated relationship with resolutions. No, that's a lie. I was lying before I even started that sentence. I don't have a complicated relationship with resolutions. I don't have a relationship at all with resolutions. I don't know why I said that. I'm going to try again. I don't really believe in resolutions. I think they tend to be set up for people to fail. The manner in which people choose them tends to be a manner in which makes it very difficult to succeed from the get-go. I think what we find from studying human behavior is that to set goals like I will lose weight or I will achieve X or Y or Z tend to be very negative, excuse me, and lead to failure behaviors. Because, well, to put an example, to have an example like to publish a book or to lose weight. What they do is they set a very long-term goal, and New Year's resolutions tend to have this kind of structure because people are thinking, what can I achieve in a year? They're giving themselves quite big targets, and what happens is that at every stage where the person is not reaching that target, they're feeling like a failure because they're not achieving things. So when you're trying to lose weight and you find that you are not getting to whatever milestones you wanted to be at certain times in the year, you're feeling worse, and that's demotivating you, and you're getting more and more demotivated. And that demotivation tends to manifest in failing to do XYZ. So you join a gym, you go once or twice, and so on and so forth, and you never go again. What tends to promote better behaviors is to not set huge goals, but to rather take on new processes. So resolving to eat better every day, or to walk further, or to take the car less, or to go upstairs more. Now, regardless of whether or not you lose the set amount of weight you wanted to, that healthier lifestyle behavior will, over time, hopefully, lead to healthier outcomes. And what's more, every time that you achieve it, so every time you're like, oh yeah, today I ate this amount of calories, or today I ate less processed meat, or I did. You're getting that success feeling, you know, another day won, rather than being just as far away from your goal every single day as you were when you started. So those sort of like incremental, everyday achievable journeys are a better kind of decision to make than to set resolution. So in short, no, I don't really believe in resolutions. I don't believe they promote a healthy goal-achieving mindset. Also, that all allows me to not set resolutions, which is good. I can just jabber on continuously. And it looks like I'm achieving things, where in fact I'm just sitting on my sofa. But if I was to set resolutions, it would probably be along the lines of cutting down on my portion size. I think I eat quite big meals, and I'm noticing it's attaching itself to my belly, my gorgeous belly. I'm stroking it now. I don't know if you can hear that. To increase the amount of exercise that I do, things like that. I want to run more, and also write more, actually. I think that would be good. I have plenty of things to write about. I had an idea on the way home. But that's a story for another time. Question 2. What was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? Well, 2016 was my cake day year. I realised how stupid that was as soon as I said it. But I've only been on Reddit for a year. December sometime, I think. So, go me. Been on a year on GWA. It was a year that I got a house. Well, I say house, I got my own flat, which I've moved into and I live in and own the furniture in and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. I'm very excited by it. My brother had a daughter. Just got married. Yes, good things. I got to visit a friend in the United States, and that was fun. Despite all the horrible things that has sort of happened in the world, it was a fairly good year for me, so that's good. I can't think of one best thing. See, this is why I should have like a script in front of me so I can go, off the top of my head, I remember. It happened to be July 16th, and my friend and I, Terry, were walking down the road. But I don't, I haven't, I've just got my terribly flawed memory, and it is really bad. I can't remember things. Have I already answered this question? No. The last text message you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? See, this would have been more fun if I had done this questionnaire. When I first read the questions very quickly, I think the other day, because I think that text I wrote last was, I'm just getting my my phone. Oh, okay, that's not bad actually. For this place, it's pretty sexy. So the last text I sent was, "And come on," with the obvious implication I was talking about coming on someone's tits. So in that case, my year will be shaped according to this prediction by me coming all over people, things, objects, myself, dogs, cats, buildings, President Trump. I mean, it's going to be pretty disgusting, and I like the sound of that. So that's great. I'm glad that Penny, you have will arrange this for me, I presume. Thank you. That's very generous. That was question 3. Question 4. Do you hope to give or receive more GWA-related orgasms this year? So this is my theory. I am a performer on GWA. I perform. I've done a few, probably tens of audios this year. Now, with the best of intentions, I can only listen to so many audios every year. You know, I try. I listen. I do what I can. I beat it like a man. I'm blood wanking tornado here. But I can only come so many times. So I'm hoping the mathematics of just the amount of people that listen to my audios, which is not, you know, it's not a huge amount, that I am giving more than I receive. So if I was to receive more than I give, God, I would be, you know, talking about cum boxing, I would be cum housing. People would be coming into my house and wading. So I don't think we want that. If people live below me, I think they would start to notice if, you know, it's like not Exorcist, maybe it is The Exorcist. No, Poltergeist. Except from blood from the walls, it'd be cum from the walls. And I'd be like, this place is cursed. So I'm going to have to go with, I hope to give even more orgasms in 2017. And if you can listen to this questionnaire and masturbate, that would be great, because it would be my first audio of 2017. I think. Well, I did do one quite recently, actually. The fantasy phone call one. Can't remember if that was December or New Year's. Anyway, someone write the answer and back a postcard, send it to me. But yes, find a way. Masturbate to everything I release. Find a way. Five, what was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? I don't really set myself very difficult challenges for 2016. I'm a very lazy performer. I mean, it's terrible. You listen to some people, and maybe it's even like their first audio they've ever released. You're like, okay, you know, amateur hour, whatever, give it a listen. And this sort of got fucking Universal movie studio special effects in it. Oh, God damn it, these people are good. Sound effects, fading, crossfading. I don't even know what those words mean, but, you know, equalizer. So I haven't set myself very many technical challenges. I just stick a phone into my mouth and start talking, which makes it difficult because the phone is quite big. In terms of sort of, and then I'm mostly improvising as well. In fact, pretty much exclusively just vomiting the thoughts in my head and hoping that someone finds them sexy. So I don't really challenge myself creatively either. Gosh, Tessa Sula, you are a lazy motherfucker. Haven't done motherfucking though, actually, so maybe that could be a challenge. Probably the biggest challenge is more of a physical challenge, where I did those edging, a series of edging audios where I did not allow myself to complete, to put it euphemistically, because I know this is the PG-13 section on the side. So that was tricky, because I was actually not doing anything. I was holding back for quite a few days. And, you know, there's a lot of temptation on the internet, in GWA. A lot of people very sexy, being very sexy, trying to get me to get off. Bad, bad girl. But I managed it, and it was fun, and I think I've sort of been planning, or at least planning is far too strong a word, thinking about doing something like that again, but with a slightly interactive element. Pick three words, question six, pick three words that describe your 2016. Then pick three words that you want to describe your 2017. Gosh, visualization. Pick three words that describe your 2016. Oh, Penny, these are hard. It's right, quick creativity and quick wits and all those things that I borrow from smarter people and never give back. I'm just going to casually reach for my glass of drink. Give myself time to think as I... Ah. Little smooth, refreshing flavors of Coca-Cola. They pay me every time I say that. Three words describing 2016. Travel. Did a lot of traveling. Weddings. I feel like I had a lot of weddings. I was a best man in a lot of weddings. That's a good one. I fucking nailed it. Expense. Spent a lot of money in 2016. It's a lot of money. I mean, sitting on a sofa that cost me a bloody fortune. Okay, so, yeah. Travel, wedding, expense. I mean, it doesn't really kind of emotionally sum up the year, but I find it difficult to kind of, you know, the range of emotions was great. Can't be summed up in three words. It's ridiculous. What would I like in 2017? I would like intimacy. More intimacy. I would like memories. You know, to do things that I remember for the rest of my life. What else is good? Intimacy. Memories. Success. No, that's boring. I don't like that. Application. I'd like to apply myself to the things that I have resolved to apply myself to. Yes. Good. Good answer, Mike. Test the Suva. Revealing too much information there. Question 7. 2017 has just begun. Don't think you're proud of or regret yet this year? Gosh, 3 days in, have I done anything I am proud of or regret this year? No, not really. I spent New Year's Day sort of moping around. We didn't do very much. It's at my parents' house. My niece was there, very young, so we're kind of just making sure that she's alive. Day after, basically travelling back to London, where I live. And today I went to work. So no, I haven't done anything yet. But just watch this space. I'm sure I'll take my trousers off eventually. Might be interesting. 8. You can trade lives with anyone for a month, for the month of March this year. Who do you pick and why? Trade lives with anyone. What do I want to do in March? Actually, March is a pretty boring time of year for me, so good, I can go away for March. Apart from just sort of invading the life of a very, 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 very extraordinary rich person, sending myself, you know, a couple million dollars or something. I have this vision in my head of a sort of tropical island or jungle or something, and just living a very outdoorsy life for a while, maybe on a boat, you know, chopping coconuts, building things with my hands, and spending a lot of time in the sunshine. So yeah, I'm sure there are endless numbers of bronze, tanned, muscular men in various tropical regions of the world I could just zip into for a month just to have that sort of different life. Because, I mean, I sit in front of a computer for my job. It's not quite... I mean, I'm sure there's radiation in that. Doing something to my skin, but perhaps making it green rather than bronze. So that's what I would like to do for a month. And, I mean, I could do that for a month myself, but it seems much easier your way. Penny, do you have this technology ready, or am I going to have to wait even longer? Question 9. What was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? Gosh, character growth. I'm too old to change. I'm settled into being this sort of vaguely amazing human being. I've been having some health troubles this year. Nothing serious, but it has sort of affected my willingness to go out and about, which is rather annoying. So I might become a bit more introverted in a way, which is not great, and hopefully that's something that I can rectum. biggest change in myself, personal change from January to December? Gosh, a lot of self-reflection. Let me scroll down, see if anyone else had some good answers to that one. Which question was it? Question 9. Look at new things. Motivation. No, everyone's been having great, huge personal changes and becoming better people. I have not become a better person. Sorry. What you see a year ago is much the same as what you get now, except longer hair. What am I saying? I don't know. Okay, let's continue. Question 10. Everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GWA, from RambleFap to a specific scenario. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? Be as specific as you want. Well, this changes, of course. It's very difficult for me to say what is objectively what I want. It's more like, what do I want right now? So, this will probably be very different in a week's time, or a day's time, or after I watch something. But I do like the, I want to say confessions, but they're not really confessions in the sort of very traditional "forgive me, Father, for I have sinned," but more in the sort of "this is who I am, this is what I want, and some of the things that I want are very, very bad." And I enjoy listening to those because I like people wanting sexy things. And wanting to be sexy. To fuck and to, you know, come. And to crave them, almost. So, it's not really a scenario, although it could be. And it doesn't really require much more than just the person having a microphone. And speaking into it honestly and enjoying that release of information in a sexual way and letting out their fantasies. Intriguing. That doesn't really help, but the thing is, I'm always surprised at what I enjoy. So I'm sure that whatever I say, when it comes to what I consider my favorite audios, I probably find them to not have any resemblance to what I just said. So very useful indeed. Bonus, tell us the GWA users who you want to answer this questionnaire, tag them in the comments. Edit. Pick someone you wouldn't normally tag. Better yet, someone you don't even know yet. Well, it's very difficult for me to pick someone I don't really know. Go for it, guys. Everyone should do these things. They're great fun. Very difficult. And, you come out learning a lot about yourself. So, if you are a GWA backstage user, do the fucking questionnaire and say thank you, Penny, for writing this questionnaire. It's very good of you to contribute. Final thoughts for the new year. Remember to take care of yourself. Remember to have a dream. It's always important to dream, to go after those dreams. Jack off. Come. Sex is fun. do it. Thanks for listening to me doing this weird ramble thing. I'm sort of a bit, I'm just sitting here a bit shocked at myself, wondering what happened to the filter that normally sits on my mouth. I guess the internet is a wonderful place for losing that filter. So thanks again for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Any questions? I'd love to help with them. Have a great 2017. Gomwald Audio Backstage. Thank you.